This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says educational institutions should produce competent and skillful human resources for country's prosperity. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says MCC agreement will have no adverse impact on Nepal's national interest. Socialist Party withdraws support given to the government and 2 days of mourning in Burkina Faso following the deaths of 35 civilians. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said academic institutions should focus on producing competent and capable human resources to meet the national aspiration of prosperous Nepal, happy Nepali. Speaking during the signing-in ceremony of a University Development Assistance Project agreement between Kathmandu University and Bridgen Foundation Belgium yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said proficient educational human resources should be produced for national prosperity. The signing-in ceremony took place at Prime Minister's official residence, Balwatar. Bridgen Foundation President Professor Tanko Mohammadow and Kathmandu University Vice-Chancellor Professor Dr. Ram Kanta Makaju Shrestha signed on the agreement on behalf of their respective sides. The Socialist Party has withdrawn its support given to the incumbent government. Organizing a press meet at Singhadarbar yesterday, the Socialist Party declared its withdrawal from the government. Speaking on the occasion, Socialist Party Chair Upendra Yadav said the party had withdrawn the support given to the government as the government was not ready to lead the constitution amendment process as agreed at the time of government formation. Chairman Yadav also said that the party would co-work and cooperate with other political parties for constitution amendment and lead agitation in parliament and street for ensuring constitution amendment. The lawmakers in the State Affairs and Good Governance Committee of the House of Representatives are near to an agreement to remove the existing provision of internal examination for the first and second class gadgeted officers in civil service. They are doing so arguing that the high-level government officials were busy in exam preparation, thereby affecting the administrative works. At the committee meeting yesterday, the lawmakers dwelled on the bill on the formation of federal civil service and the terms of reference and stressed on making the promotion of government employees transparent and more systematic. Major opposition Nepali Congress lawmakers insisted on not fully wiping out the internal examination system for government employees of gadgeted levels. The lawmakers, however, reached the agreement that the vacant post of Joint Secretary and Under-Secretary would be filled with 10% open competition, 10% inter-service competition and 80% from promotion. At the meeting, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration, Ridesh Tripathi, suggested for not disheartening the employees who have opted for the adjustment in line with the three-tier of the government. The committee members Navaraj Silwal, Brijesh Kumar Gupta and Prem Sual demanded increasing percent for open competition. The committee agreed for the gadgeted third class in section officer in 70% from open competition, 10% from inter-service and remaining 20% from promotion evaluation. Similarly, the committee has suggested the government to appoint the drivers and office assistant as permanent employees. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has underlined the need for further developing and expanding Nepal's diplomatic ties with its neighbours, keeping national interest at the centre. In a address to the senior former ambassador's felicitation ceremony organized by the Association of Former Ambassadors of Nepal at President's Office Sitaliwas yesterday, the President urged the ambassador to work for further strengthening the nation's foreign relations by bearing its geopolitical and aspirations for economic development in mind. On the occasion, senior former ambassadors Yog Prasad Upadhyay, Surya Prasad Shrestha, Kamal Koirala and Professor Dr. Mohan Lohani were honoured. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali, who was also present on the occasion, expressed his happiness over the role that former ambassadors played in boosting up nation's image and consolidating mutual ties during the period of political transition at home. Meanwhile, President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed non-residential ambassadors for four countries. The President appointed Nepali Ambassador to Malaysia Uday Raj Pandey as the non-residential ambassador to the Philippines, Ambassador to France Deepak Adhikari to Monaco, Ambassador to Australia Mahesh Raj Dahal to New Zealand, and Ambassador to Switzerland Mani Prasad Bhattarai to Italy. The appointment has been made on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to more news now. Minister for Foreign Affairs Pradeep Kumar Gyawali has said the current winter session of the Parliament would endorse the Millennium Challenge Corporation grant agreement made with the United States government. He clarified that the agreement was related to the economic development of Nepal. Saying about the MCC agreement in the National Assembly's National Concerns and Coordination Committee meeting yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Gyawali said the agreement would be passed by the Parliament as all the national parties had no disputes over it, stating that the incumbent government was cautious and serious regarding issues of national interest and concern. Minister Gyawali urged all not to cast doubts on the agreement as a part of the Indo-Pacific strategy. According to him, an independent and professional body had been set up in Nepal for the implementation of the MCC assistance, and Nepal's authorized entity could audit its accounts. In the meeting, committee president Dil Kumar Rawal Thapa opined that it had become easier for the lawmakers to understand about the MCC as the government had clarified about the issue. The main opposition party, Nepali Congress, has postponed its central committee meeting till tomorrow. Earlier, the meeting was scheduled for yesterday and was put off citing lack of consensus on issues like the department formation, leadership of sister organizations, and publication of name of active members. According to Nepali Congress Central Office Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel, the meeting will begin at 1 p.m. tomorrow. Health and Population Minister Bhanubhakta Thakal has vowed to wipe out anomalies within the health sector. Addressing a program in Biratnagar yesterday, Minister Thakal said the civil servants must be accountable to the state and the people. He also directed the employees under the ministry to work for the development of the country. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Yogesh Patrai has stressed on the need of new infrastructures for the promotion of tourism. Discussing the matters related to the upcoming Visit Nepal Year with mayors from local units within the Kathmandu Valley at the ministry yesterday. Minister Bhattarai said despite having immense potential for tourism, Nepal had not been able to attract international tourists. The minister said the government had been working to construct international airports and other infrastructures. Nepal Calendar Determination Committee has said the country is witnessing partial solar eclipse today. The eclipse will begin at 8:42 this morning. The eclipse will continue till 11:31 a.m. and will begin from the direction of west and southwest. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some more news now. Some international news, rather. Suspected Islamist militants have killed 35 civilians, including 31 women, as they attacked on a military base and a town in Burkina Faso. Officials said 7 soldiers and 80 armed fighters were also killed in yesterday's double attack on a military base and Arvinda town in Soam province in the country. The attack was carried out by dozens of fighters on motorbikes and lasted several hours. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Meantime, President Roch Marc Christian Karobe has declared 2 days of national mourning. Typhoon Fanfon also known as Ursula, has battered the central Philippines. Thousands of people have been left stranded as ferries and flights were cancelled. Thousands more spend the night in temporary shelters. More than 100 families' homes have been destroyed by the storm. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be mainly fair throughout the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 16.7 degrees Celsius and minimum of 2.9 degrees Celsius. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says educational institutions should produce competent and skillful human resources for country's prosperity. Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali says MCC agreement will have no adverse impact on Nepal's national interest. Socialist Party withdraws support given to the government. And 2 days of mourning in Burkina Faso following the death of 35 civilians. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.